Cambodia's newly elected National Assembly has been sworn in during a traditional ceremony presided over by King Norodom Sihamoni. All but three parliamentarians attended the event. A threatened boycott by the main opposition parties was abandoned after last-minute negotiations with Prime Minister Hun Sen. Opposition lawmakers had called the boycott because they say thousands of their supporters were prevented from voting in July's general elections when their names were illegally removed from voter lists. The ruling Cambodian People's Party won a landslide victory in the elections, taking 90 of the 123 seats available, allowing them to govern without the support of smaller parties for the first time. According to the main opposition Sam Rainsy Party, the boycott was abandoned following assurances from Prime Minister Hun Sen that the role of the opposition would be officially recognised for the first time under the Assembly's newly adopted internal rules. Moo Soo-chue is the Sam Rainsy Party Deputy Secretary General.
He gave us the guarantee that the opposition in Cambodia would be recognized in the internal rules of the National Assembly with a full budget, with the opposition leader, with the full immunity of our parliamentarians.
Speaking to reporters after the swearing-in ceremony, Prime Minister Hun Sen confirmed that he would include in the internal rules that non-ruling parties are recognised by the government. Extending an olive branch, he thanked opposition parties for participating in the swearing-in ceremony, saying that it displayed their lawmaker knowledge. According to Moo Soo-chue, the agreement should allow the opposition to exercise greater checks and balances in the new parliament. She said the opposition will use its official opposition status to help tackle the main issues facing the country.
We have always voiced our concerns over a National Assembly that is a mechanism for checks and balances on the performance of the government. The real issue is of the people, land grabbing, deforestation, corruption, and the rights, freedom and liberties that are enshrined in our constitution.
By attending the swearing-in ceremony, analysts say the opposition parties appear to be tacitly accepting the results of July's disputed general elections. But opposition politicians refuse to confirm that they will abandon efforts to overturn the election results. Rory Byrne for VOA News, Phnom Penh.